Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Thursday, and we're going to continue our discussion on living for yourself. And today I want to talk about balance and how you can maintain balance in your life. Now, we've talked about setting priorities, and we did that yesterday. And we've also talked about pursuing the passions that you have in life. And the reality for most of us is unless you're a trust fund kid, then you can't spend your entire life playing as much as we'd like to do that. And you can't spend your entire life doing all those things you truly want to do because we have responsibilities. Right? Most of us have jobs to go to. We've got families to take care of. But the other side of it is you can't spend your entire life working either. So you have to strike this balance. You know, nobody wants to be a workaholic. You know, it shortens your life. It creates a lot of stress. And it also creates a lot of problems with families, things like divorce and your kids grow up not knowing you. So that's not the answer. But what we all have to do is make a concerted effort to do the things you love while still maintaining your responsibilities. And what that means is stepping back from work every once in a while to realize what's important and to also realize that, you know what, you can do the things you need to do and you can do that in 70 or 80% of your time. But there's another 20% at the end that you have to take and enjoy your life with. And that's what's so important and that's what so many people are missing. They're missing that balance in life. I'll give you an example of something I do. I love rock and roll, and I love live music, concerts specifically. As I get notifications of bands that I want to see, I'll put them on my calendar. And sometimes I'll make it, and sometimes I won't. And if I know I'll be traveling, when I go to travel and I'm going to places like New York or Chicago or San Francisco, and I know that I'm going to be free in the evening, I'll look at the concert schedules and I'll see what's there. And so what it does is, even though I'm traveling for business and even though I'm very busy in terms of taking care of my family and the job and everything else I'm doing in my life, I make it a point to do everything I can to try to expose myself to things that I love. And in this case, it's music. And I probably get to go to 30 or 40 concerts a year as a result, simply because I take the time to plan it and just put it on my calendar. And I don't beat myself up if I can't make it, but every opportunity I can take to go see a band that I want to see, I go. It's that simple. So it's just a matter of prioritization. You have to maintain the balance in your life. It makes life more enjoyable. It gives you something to look forward to. And it just makes even the work and the difficult parts all worthwhile because there's a reward at the end. So think about how you can maintain better balance in your life going forward. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would just ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I would just love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is committing to a few minutes a day, and it doesn't cost you a dime to do it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We'll complete our discussion on living for yourself by talking about facing the end of life with no regrets. For today, I just want you to think about the balance you have in life. Are you taking enough time to do the things that you love to do? And if not, how can you make the adjustment in the balance of your life to ensure that you do?